Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. Joining us on the line, editor of the Daily Gazette, Judy Patrick. Good morning, Judy.
Hey, good morning, David.
I see a big story in the paper today. Source Alco site Marriott okayed. What's that about?
Yeah, we have an update today about plans for a really important piece of real estate in the city of Schenectady, that sprawling parcel of land along the Mohawk River that was once home to the American Locomotive Company, and they made locomotives there a long, long time ago, but it's been vacant for a long time. Yesterday, the Albany-based BBL Construction Services told us that it has plans to build a Residence Inn by Marriott on the old site. The details are still being worked out, and officials caution that the deal hasn't been finalized, but the news that the project is moving forward is important because the project is expected to have a dramatic impact on the city of Schenectady. In addition to the hotel, the long-term plans for the site include upscale apartments, lots of green space with a biking trail along the river, and then eventually offices and some retail sites are possible for there. The Gleasi Group owns the nearly 60-acre parcel and announced in April that the first phase of the massive redevelopment project would be this multi-story hotel and apartment complex. They're expected to start building early next year, pending approvals by the city, and several architects and designers are being considered. None have been selected at this point. So this is a $200 million project that will happen over the course of the next probably more than several years. It's an important step, especially in that part of the city.
We'll keep our eyes on that as it develops. And we turn to something really interesting in the paper today. The Saratoga County supervisors have approved a new tax, an internet room tax hike.
Yeah, this is really interesting. And again, up in Saratoga County, where they have a lot of hotel rooms and motel rooms that they rent out, especially this time of year when the track is in town. Yesterday, the Board of Supervisors unanimously approved a local law increasing the room occupancy tax that they'll charge internet travel booking companies like Orbitz and Travelocity. The decision is almost certain to be challenged in court by the online booking companies. We talked to Joseph Rubin, who's president of the Interactive Travel Services Association in Washington, and he said the companies haven't hesitated to sue in the past when they believe illegal taxes are being imposed upon them. The law, which takes effect October 1st, requires the internet travel companies to pay the Saratoga County and Saratoga Springs room taxes based on the customer's final price for the room. Saratoga County is the first county in the state to adopt this law, and other tourism-dependent communities are watching what happens closely. Saratoga Springs Supervisor Matt Veach told us that raising the tax is simply a matter of fairness. When rooms are booked directly with local hotels, those hotels pay the tax based on the full price. The internet booking industry has opposed the change. It says its markup isn't part of the room price, rather a service fee, and that a higher tax will hurt the local tourist economy.
We've been talking with Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. For more on these stories, you can go to dailygazette.com or simply pick up a copy of the paper. Judy, once again, thanks so much.
Thanks, David.